Okay, so my name is Catherine Renault, and I work for Gilles Renault's Heating.
And how long have you worked with Gilles Renault Heating?
Almost 5 months.
Any relation?
None.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Everybody thinks that, they think, but no relation whatsoever.
I understand this is a new career move for you. Tell me about what has traditionally been your employment.
Medical office assistant for not quite 30 years. Did office management, all of that, dealing with doctors, patients, very hustle and bustle. I worked in a clinic, worked in specialty. I worked all through COVID and realizing how that industry had quite changed in ways that I didn't like. I needed a change, and I got one of my coworkers from the old location that I worked at, actually worked here at the company, but it wasn't a good fit for her. And she said, you know, you'd be perfect over there. So she told me that they were looking for somebody. I came in for an interview. The interview went great, but then I got an email the week later saying, well, thank you very much. We'll keep you on file. About 4 weeks later, I got a call from Richard, the owner, asking if I was still interested. And I took a leap of faith, and here we are. Absolutely love what I do. I love the people. It's amazing. It's a totally different atmosphere. Same idea of scheduling people, having to reschedule, of course, which that's the hard part. Dealing with people who need something urgently. That's the, when your furnace isn't working, you need it urgently. And it's, you have to remember that people are like that. It's an urgent matter. So you have to feel for the person on the other end. No matter, even though there's somebody more urgent, you still have to look at them as their most important and treat them that way. And if you can do that, usually you're able to find a common way to get through it.
So as long as you triage the customer as the most important individual, things will go well.
Exactly. Exactly. And I do that with the boss, and I do that with the technicians too, because that's right. We're here to do our job. We're here to enjoy what we do, because we're all here for a reason. We're all here to make money, obviously. We need to have money to eat and pay our bills. But you want to get up every morning and come into work and enjoy your job. The guys here are absolutely wonderful. They're all different, and they butt heads sometimes, but they're great. If I can put a smile on their face by the end of the day, I've done my job, and I've done it well.
If you have to segment what you do into different roles in a day, which is the most favored that you have, or it's a combination of all of them?
I like interacting with people. So the interacting both with Richard, the owner, because I do, he's in office in the morning and we go through all kinds of things and he throws a lot of stuff on my plate, which is great because I just get it done. But then interacting with the technicians as well, because I'm learning a lot on their side too, and then dealing with customers as well. So that's interacting with people, I think, is my favorite part, and each level is different. Everything has to go through me at some point in time. So I feel important, which is good.
Which is excellent. I guess there's not a whole lot of walk-in customer traffic. It's mostly over the phone?
Mostly over the phone. I think out of the whole time that I've been here, I think maybe three people have walked in.
Uh-huh. What would you like to highlight as the key aspects of what you do for people who are thinking, I kind of like what I do, but I'm not so enthusiastic about it. What message would you have to encourage them?
If they're not enjoying what they do, they need to figure out what it is that they want to do. You want to be somewhere that you're comfortable, that you like the people that you work with. It's about being happy in your job, like being able to go to work every day and wanting to go. The days that you feel that I can't do this, I don't want to, and you're trying to make excuses to get yourself out of bed to go, it's time to change. Again, I like my job. I like what I do. I love this. There's not as much stress as before. And so that's what I recommend to people, is they find what works for them. It's scary to change. That's the big thing. Scary to change. But hold in there, because we all end up where we're supposed to be in the end.
So thank you for talking with me.
Anytime.